Hello, everyone. Tonight is November the 15th, and our subject is Motivating Others. And reading is from the book of Haggai. God's appointed 70 years of captivity in Babylon had ended. Now, according to God's plan, Israel was allowed to go back to their land. God sent the head of the tribe of Judah, Zerubbabel, to lead Israel back to Jerusalem and set plans about rebuilding the temple on the old site. As a child of the captivity, Zerubbabel was a descendant of David. He was in the direct line of the ancestry of Jesus, appointed by Cyrus, and was given permission to lead the first band of captives back to Jerusalem. Zerubbabel and his company brought back all the gold and silver vessels which Nebuchadnezzar confiscated from the temple. They immediately took steps to rebuild the original temple. In 2 years, they built the foundation of the temple, and after that, they had a standstill for 17 years. Unusual. The reason for this delay was that they got occupied with the building of their own houses. In the book of Zechariah, of the 14 chapters, 8 were written for the encouragement of the Jewish captives to finish the rebuilding of the temple. In Haggai, 2 short chapters were written to encourage the people to rebuild the temple. The message was, rebuild the temple, remain faithful to God's work, do not give up. Haggai was the nudger, the motivator sent by God to move the hearts of the people to continue their mission. As God's spokesman, he encouraged the people to complete the God-given task. Haggai was a great motivator who was very effective as he urged the people to resume their task. He continued to encourage them until the work was done in 5 years. Why did Zerubbabel fail and the work halt after 2 years? Because the opposition from without was severe? Discouragement caused them to slow down and halt? And they were easily discouraged. Building their own houses distracted them, and relying on their own strength and ability to get the job done was not helping. Israel failed their assigned task. They had failed God for 17 years. God then had to raise 2 prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, to come along and challenge the people to complete the task. This is in Ezra 5:1. Zechariah gave them a message from God. It is by the Spirit of the living God that we accomplish big and lasting things. Zechariah 4:6-9. Whatever we do in life for Christ, we need to draw on God's power. We need encouragers, not those who have eloquent and clever words of speech, but those whose words are from God. In Ezra 55:1. The message that Haggai and Zechariah gave was, keep building, be determined to finish the work, and give it your all. These 2 prophets made a big difference. The people listened to their words and were stirred to act. Common sense and experience based on wisdom have their place, but there is no substitute for the Word of God. A good friend is a good nudger and a reminder that God is still alive and that His ways will prevail, and nothing is impossible with God. A nudger does not let his friends lose sight of the hope we have in our loving God. Our growing relationship with God is always more profitable for us and our families than any pay raise promotion, or position in social standing. Was God their priority when they stopped the building of the temple? No, he was not. What does your lifestyle reveal about your priorities? What change could we incorporate beginning today to guard our task for God? Direct your hearts to your ways and consider how you are living, he said. In his will, there is no failure, and out of his will, there is no success. He told them that you are living an unprofitable life. He told them that they were unproductive and that they have sown much and brought in little. He said you have unprovided income. You're not filled and there is none warm. You have unpredictable losses. Your wages are in a bag with holes. The instructions given in Haggai 1:8 goes like that. Go up to the mountains, he told them. Bring down the material. Build God's house. Put God first and glorify the Lord. Always remember what God wants, what God can do, what God will do, and what God wants you to do. Encouragers deliver the truth always and guard others from wrong. Delivering God's word to friends and family can change the direction of their lives for eternity. Friends should not use their influence for times that really matter. They must use their influence for times that really matter. People who speak for God are only interested to influence others for the good. A friend who will tell us the truth we do not want to hear will be of greater value than a dozen friends who will fill our ears with false comfort. We must seek to be influenced by Christ-like models. Our influence on others will be judged by God. The Lord was pleased with Haggai's and Zechariah's influence. We are responsible for the way we influence others. Our input in others' lives is weighed by God. We must always evaluate our influence in the light of God's word. Those whose lives are not built up in Christ cannot build other lives. Our goal in any friendship or bond is to glorify Christ and bring glory to his name. What was the result of building the temple? Zerubbabel's influence in building the temple was so great that it was called Zerubbabel's temple. The temple was finished. Temple worship was restored and established, and a spiritual life between Israel and God was resumed. Beloved, it is always pleasing to God when we continue in our God-given task and finish to the end. We're not to be affected by those who hinder the work of God, whose goal is to terminate his plan. May we not be participants of such destructive work. Amen.